Here is the assembly language for an add instruction. The assembly language is characters part of a text file. The first four characters, ADDU, stand for the operation to be performed. Following that are several spaces. Then are three register specifiers, $10, $8, and $9. Of course, $10 specifies the result register. $8 and $9 specify the operand registers. This line of assembly language is translated into machine code as follows. The hex name for the pattern is 01095021. This corresponds to a 32-bit pattern. Here is that bit pattern arranged into different groups. Under each group is what the pattern means as a machine instruction. A group of bits that is part of a bit pattern is often called a field. Each field of a machine instruction has a specific function. Of course, the fields are not necessarily the same size. In the display, the first line shows the machine instruction written in hex. This is what you would see in the listing of the program on the SPIM window. Underneath that line are the bits that the hexadecimal correspond to. Here the bits are written as 4-bit patterns, each one corresponding to a hex digit. The third line are the fields of the instruction. The fields are of varying sizes. The first field, for instance, is 6 bits long. The first field specifies the instruction to be performed. This field is called the opcode. There are several instructions that are specified with this particular 6-bit opcode. The last field of the machine instruction, another 6 bits, further refines the operation to be performed. Between the first 6 bits and the last 6 bits of the machine instruction, the operation, add unsigned, has been specified. In the middle are three 5-bit groups. The first 5-bit group specifies one of the operand registers. Notice that this is just the pattern for an unsigned 8. The second 5-bit field is the other operand. This 5-bit field is the bit pattern for integer 9. The final 5-bit field specifies the destination register. The pattern is the pattern for integer 10. There are 5 bits left over which don't specify anything. All MIPS instructions are 32 bits long. Sometimes there are more bits than are needed.